You're listening to The Truth with Studi on the Stream Grace Network.
Hello. Thanks for joining tonight. This is Michael Studeman, and this is The Truth with Studi. And I'm not coming in lighthearted tonight like I typically do. I'm going to cover a serious topic. It's going to be very sombering. I'm going to start here. This is a song by a group called Deliverance from back in the late 80s. It's a Christian metal band. I've been through the day and I don't have the time to speak unto friends or to speak, Lord, to you. There's only one thing on my mind, and that is pleasing myself, which I've no time to do. No time. That's my constant cry. No time to help those in need. At last, it's time to die. No time. At last, before the Lord I came, I stood with downcast eyes. He held a book in his hands. It was the book of life. He opened up the book and he said, your name I cannot find. I once was going to write it down, but I couldn't find the time. God opened up his book and said, your name I cannot find. I once was going to write it down, but I couldn't find the time. No time. That's my constant cry. No time to help those in need. At last, it's time to die. No time. It's a very in-your-face song. Did you know what idolatry is? So the first commandment of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before me. For God, our Creator, the one and true mighty God, he's a jealous God. Why? Because he is the one and only God, and he has done everything. He sacrificed his own son for you. So therefore, he is a jealous God, and he will not have any other gods before him. And in this day and age, the number one idol of humanity and humans is themselves, which if you know anything about the Church of Satan and Satanism, you know that their mantra, their golden rule is do what thy wilt. Basically, whatever feels good, do it. Whatever pleases you, do it. And that is what we are seeing in society today. It's been going on. It's been rampant for years now, for decades, and it just continues to get worse. And then we have the sugarcoated Satanism, which is the counterfeit Christianity known as New Age, where everybody's running around and they're manifesting things and they're good vibes about everything. And they're doing tarot cards and they're going to mediums. And all it is about, you know, you can be positive and it's about controlling the energy. And again, it's a counterfeit Christianity, because when you have the Holy Spirit in you, you know, Jesus told the disciples, look at these things that you've witnessed, that you've seen me do. Not only will you do them, but you and those with the Spirit of God in them will do greater things. But the difference is with New Age, the person's looking for an energy and they're looking for within themselves, and they do the mantra that I am the universe, I am whatever. That name, that's blasphemous, because we are not the I am. But those who follow Christ, who has the Holy Spirit within them, they have the true I am, and that's the name of God. That's the name of God, which is Yahweh. That was the name he gave Moses when Moses said, whom shall I tell them sent me? And who is the name of God that sent me? And God said, you will tell them that Yahweh sent them. That Yahweh sent you. I am that I am. Jesus said it oftentimes, and that's why they called him a blasphemer, because he said, I am. Just like he told Pilate, I am who you say I am. And that's how he entered. And so now in modern day humanism, you can call it New Age, you can call it humanism, you can call it sugarcoated Satanism, call it whatever, but the bottom line is it's straight idolatry, and it's got to stop, folks. You need to have a extremely healthy fear of God before it's too late. Let's look at some verses that deal with that. Before we actually go into the verse, I kind of want to talk about, you know, we are on the verge of what they're calling the third great awakening. What is that? That's a major revival where God's pouring out of his spirit on all flesh, which again is talked about in the Old Testament in Joel chapter 2. It's reemphasized in the New Testament and in Acts. So going back to the first great awakening, this happened in the mid early kind of 1740s, 1741, for instance. And there's a famous sermon that was given by an American theologian by the name of Jonathan Edwards. And it's called Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And he basically preached this, you know, in his congregation in Massachusetts back in the summer of 1741. And it was the catalyst. Preaching this sermon was the catalyst for the first Great Awakening. And what he preached on is having a healthy fear of God. It was a very influential sermon. It emphasized God's wrath upon unbelievers after death to a very real, horrific, and fiery hell. And basically the underlying point is that God has given humans a chance to confess their sins. It is the mere will of God, according to Edwards, that keeps wicked men from being overtaken by the devil and his demons and cast into the furnace of hell. So, because what it is, mankind's own attempts to avoid falling into the bottomless gulf due to the overwhelming weight and pressure towards hell are insufficient, basically, as a spider's web would have to stop a falling rock, is what he used. That was exactly what he said. So this act of grace from God has given humans a chance to believe and trust in Christ. So he gave a very vivid imagery to illustrate those main points, you know, about sinners in the hands of an angry God. Let's look at some scripture here in Psalm 97. I love the Psalms, and there's so many beautiful Psalms. We've got Psalm 92, and we talk about, you know, abiding in the shadow of the Almighty and all these wonderful Psalms. Well, here's one in Psalm 97. We'll start with verse 1. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. Fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth, the heavens declared his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. So we got some serious stuff going on here. I mean, think about it. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord. Folks, we have gotten so much watered down Christianity over the years and mixed in with, again, with all of the counterfeit Christianity and humanism that we have lost all respect for our Creator, the one that one day the word of God says every knee will bow and every tongue confess, because it has to be, because when the full truth is there, when the full truth is there, the confession is made of who the King of Kings is and who the Lord of Lords. Because when you come face to face with your Creator and His power and His might, and you see Him as He is, you can't deny He is Lord and He is the one and only true God. So that's why the title of this message is Fear God While You Still Have Time, folks. You need to fear God while you still have and just in the same way that you don't go out and you're able to have control over your body so you don't kill people or, you know, not commit some of these heinous acts that are deemed as really bad. Well, in the same way, just even the smaller sins, when you put those in the balance, first of all, if you're walking in the Spirit, if you're walking with the Lord, you're dead to sin. You don't even have to worry about it because you are so full of the Spirit, there's not room to sin. Your body can't sin because it is being subjugated, it's submitted in an alignment with your soul, you know, which, you know, your mind, your emotions, your thought, and everything is being aligned with your spirit, which your spirit man is perfect. That's what became the new creation, and the old is gone and the new has come. But ultimately, what keeps you on that path is that healthy love of God, which includes a extremely healthy fear. When you fear God and your fear for God is greater than any fear of anything else, then you can walk in perfect peace. The Word of God says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Why is there so much foolishness in our world today? You turn on social media, you turn on the TV, you turn on the news, you have politicians, you have celebrities, you have people making millions and billions of dollars, and you hear them speak and you see actions, and measured up with purity and measured up with truth, it comes to nothing. It's straight foolishness. The reason foolishness is abounding in the earth today and in our society and in our culture is because there is a lack of respect and a lack of fear for the one true God, Yahweh, the one that told Moses, I am that I am. And folks, we're getting ready to have a third great awakening. And so you got to choose whom you're going to serve today, because there's been a separation. There's been a separating that's been happening, but it's going to happen even more. And this is what's called on the threshing floor. And then the pruning, you saw it with COVID. You saw it where churches, big mega churches went to nothing. And literally there's all these churches empty today because there was a pruning. God has pruned the body of Christ and continues to do so that He's cutting off the dead limbs that are not producing fruit. Those of us that are producing fruit, He's trimming us and He's pruning us, right, so that we can produce even more fruit. And He's separating the sheep from the goats. And He's bringing back our prodigals. And those prodigals are going to be bringing in a harvest. So again, you who are listening today, if you're riding the fence, if you're playing church, say that you are going pretty strong for God, but you know what? You could pick up your pace a little harder. You could put in a few more reps on the weights. You know what I'm saying? In a spiritual mindset, right? That you could do a little more. You could give up watching that, you know, rerun, that same secular TV show that you've already watched a million times. You can put down the remote, turn off the TV, and get on your knees and pray for the lost that are going to this all-consuming fiery hell that God does not want them to go, because the only reason they're going is because they don't choose him. And what makes hell hell is the lack of the presence of our Almighty God, our Creator. And because they choose not to be with God, the only place that you can be outside of his presence is in this horrible place called hell. And what, again, what makes hell so bad is the absence of our Heavenly Father. So I'm going to leave you with this. And again, I know you're going like, Studi, this is typically not your way. This is pretty harsh. Well, guess what? Wake up, folks. It's time to wake up. That's why they call it a great awakening. We need to wake up. People are dying by the millions and they're going to hell. And we are setting by. And Jesus told the disciples, he said, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. We need you if you hear my voice. We need you in the kingdom. We don't need you watching 100th time an episode of Friends or Big Bang Theory or whatever foolishness that's out there that's not adding to your life. We need you on your knees praying for your family, for your neighbors, for your state, for your country, for your leaders. Now's the time. The alarm is sounding. And this is not me. This is not Michael Studeman. You know I've delivered the truth and I deliver it raw. And this is the cry of God. This is the groaning of the Holy Spirit. He's crying out to you. And so I leave you with this. Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want you to let that soak in. I want you to look it up, Joshua 24:15, and make your decision today. Get off the fence. Quit playing. Get busy for the kingdom of God. I exhort you. For those that are listening and you're trembling right now, you're crying, and you want to meet and know this God I'm talking about, Yahweh, you want to know him so that you can escape the fiery hell. You want to know him because he sent his only begotten son for you, and he loves you with a love that you can't even imagine, because the more you get to know him, you'll get to get deeper into his dimensions of love. If that's you and you want to turn today, or say you did turn to Christ and you turned to the Lord years ago, but then you failed again, well, now's your chance. Repeat after me. Oh, Lord God Almighty, I call out to you, Yahweh. I believe in Jesus. I believe that you sent him, Father God, on earth to die for my sins, and that he was crucified, and that he rose again on the third day. And on this day, on this 26th day of March, or whatever day you're listening to this podcast, you can put that date in there. Father God, I believe and I receive you, Christ Jesus, in my heart, not only as my Savior, but as my Lord, to serve you daily and to die to my flesh. And now, behold, just as your word says, I am a new creation, created in you, Christ Jesus. The old is gone and the new has come. Oh, Lord, daily let me walk in you. Please, Lord, show me who you are. Let me know you so that when I am done on this planet, I can come into your kingdom and you can say, come on in. Well done, thy good and faithful servant, for I know you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, write down this day. That's your new birth date. And then get busy. God's got stuff for you. If you're a new Christian, you don't know the word, get in the word. Start with the Gospels. Start with the Gospel of John. Get in the book of James. Study the book of Romans. Okay? But get somewhere and let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. And he will make his word understandable to you. You may have tried to read it before and it wasn't understandable, but with the Holy Spirit in you, you'll begin to understand and he'll give you revelation you've never even fathomed before. Well, folks, I'm glad you joined me today. I know it's a little bit more serious topic, but it had to be given. I have to obey my Heavenly Father, and he just told me to get on here and be led by what he would say through me. So this was not prepared at all. I almost forgot to get on live tonight and do this, but the unction of the Holy Spirit said, you forgot something. You need to get on there and tell the truth. So you can't deny you've been served the truth tonight from yours truly here, Studi. God bless you. God keep you. May his face shine upon you.